B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right.
It feels a little better hearing the Eagles chant now that we have good Eagles news today because of Harold Carmichael.
Yeah, it does.
In the last couple of days.
No, you know what's funny? Like, I do. I feel good.
Today's a good day.
Yeah.
Like, you keep on bringing it up. 2020 has sucked so far.
Yeah, it's freaking... It's been two
awful.
Weeks of hell.
Today's a good day.
It is a good day. Number 17, HOF. That's awesome. It's an awesome thing, man. It really is.
Funny. The current number 17, Alshon Jeffrey, tweeted, like, congrats. Yeah. And all the responses were just like, somebody sent the Chuck E. Cheese rat to him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Give me the responses. Like, I actually want to hear those.
Okay.
All right. I guess we'll do some of the Bring the Heat stuff and then give me the 17 on 17. People go, that's 17 on 17 crime, man. You shouldn't be talking about Harold. You got to get out of here.
You disgrace this organization.
It's
Harold
amazing.
Did it.
It's amazing the story of Alshon Jeffrey. This guy got a pass last year for dropping a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. They probably win the game if he makes the catch. And he got a pass. And what did he do? He dived at the quarterback.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's outrageous. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here. It's going to be cold this weekend. Snow. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, what do we got?
Well, thank you, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Even though it took 27 years, thank you for immortalizing a local legend. I'm blessed to have been able to watch him. Speed, power, finesse. He was the forerunner to the 50-50 ball. Literally double-teamed every play. Jaws fade to him at the pylon was almost unstoppable.
Wow, that's awesome. That's good. Scott, that's a great call. The Jaws fade, unstoppable. I saw the video that NFL Films did for Sal. And it's incredible, man. Awesome.
And how many people have brought up, we've heard Herm talk about it, we heard Dick Vermeil talk about it, and how he was basically a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Back then, because he was 6'7".
I was only 6'8", 6'7".
And Herm said, it's hard to cover a guy that's 6'7" now. Imagine back then.
Yeah. No, I mean, look at Kelsey's 6'5", and look what Travis Kelsey does. He went in and posted up. He was unstoppable. Three touchdowns. Unstoppable.
Yo, y'all need to leave Ben Simmons alone. He's being a traditional point guard. He wants to pass the ball, not shoot the ball. Now get on him about his free throw shooting and inside the basket.
Yeah, the Ben argument... you and I see the same, but whatever. I can't have it every day. We're gonna have it until the playoffs, and then into the playoffs, and so for the next 6 months, we'll probably have it. Four out of every 5 days. So I gotta pace myself on the bed stuff.
Go ahead. This team is deep off. Has beat Milwaukee, and especially the Milwaukee game on Christmas Day.
That Milwaukee game does not count. They hit 21 threes. When do the Sixers ever hit that many threes?
How could you say it doesn't count? Come on. How could you possibly say it doesn't count? I hear you. It was a bit of an anomaly that they hit that many threes. They were that hot. I agree with that portion of your statement. But you can't tell me it doesn't count. They still frustrated early. They frustrated Giannis. And that's real. Come on. Now that it doesn't count? What is it? Like, I don't understand. This team gets no lax whatsoever. It's unbelievable. Everybody calls up. It's just vitriol. I just don't understand the hype. Like, I get frustration. But, like, listen, I'm trying to talk about Eagles pride and Carmichael today. And we had a guy call up and go, this team... Look at the it was a mess to process. How was it a mess? They're among the team. Like, they'll never win. Rip it up. Blah, blah, blah. Simmons and Embiid. Did they not get to within a tummy ache of the finals last year? Or at least the conference finals? I think they beat Milwaukee or whatever. They're right. Just chill a little bit.
Every time you bring up the tummy ache, I got to find it. Remember we had a Bring the Heat caller during the playoffs?
Yes.
The crying Embiid?
Yes.
I'm too sick to play.
Yeah. Too sick to play. That was great.
Look, I don't know who the Eagles OC is going to be. I don't want to see that freaking Todd Haley. Anthony, this guy, I hate his face. Anthony, he's a guy that when I see him on the sideline, he makes me want to go over there and punch him in the face. Every time this guy's been with some team, Pittsburgh, Arizona, wherever he's been, he's argued with the quarterback, the wide receiver, every freaking body on the team.
Yeah, I agree with that one. And he is a hate to face. You're dead right. He's definitely, you want to hit him with a pipe. Without a doubt, you want to hit that dude with a pipe. He's definitely a hate to face. Nah, I want nothing to do with Todd Haley. I want Jim Caldwell. I think he's a veteran guy that is a really good play caller, really good game planner. You know, the whole Peyton thing. I think he'd be great for Carson and Doug.
I'm no way comparing what happened in Penn State to what happened in Houston, but I think the MLB should follow what the NCAA did, and they vacated all of Joe Paterno's wins, and I also think the Houston Astros should be vacated of their wins and their championship.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. How nuts is that, man?
Now Cora's out.
Cora's out in Boston, yep.
Good.
Well, he was the mastermind.
Yep, good.
He was the mastermind. It's amazing. You know what's funny? Baseball got hit with the slippery slope, right? When it was just stealing of the signs, the human stealing of the signs, it's part of the love and the charm of the game. Yep. I'm guilty of it, too. Because I'm big, etiquette of the game type of person as well. Oh, part of the game, stealing signs, whatever. Yeah, one's a fastball,
Yeah, we did it in high school. Curveball, you touch your head.
Yeah.
If you're on second base, you touch your helmet. Yeah. The batter gets, we've done it.
But using technology in that way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.